I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance opens their season in September on the 26th with The Mystery of Edwin Drood by Rupert Holmes, directed by George Pinney, music direction by Terry LaBolt, and the decision about the ending left up to the IU audience. Our guest is Jonathan Michelson, who's the department chair and also the artistic director of the IU Theater. Mystery of Edwin Drood, it's something that Dickens scholars just always puzzle over because he didn't finish it.
Yeah, that's right. And so the audience will be able to come and participate in this particular show. It's a great show, and we've got a very strong cast that'll come in. You know, it sort of explodes with energy, and so I think it'll be very enjoyable. And then there's the added benefit that you'll be part of the production in a way.
The Mystery of Edwin Drood, September 26th through October 4th. Now, we talk a little bit about the darkness of Dickens, but when we want dark, the next production you've got is Dark with a capital M.
Yeah. M. Butterfly is a remarkable piece, and I'm so proud that we have it on our season. We have a guest artist coming in to work on that one and play the role of Song, who's the Asian. I saw the original, George, you know, decades ago, and I've seen it again recently. And it really is a wonderful play. It still has really great resonance, and maybe even a little bit more for us now than it did when it originally opened. So I think it's a thrilling production to bring to us. I think it'll be great to see this guest artist work with our students, and I'm excited about that production as well.
So that's your October authoring, M. Butterfly, October 24th through November 1st. Then we get a classic, Pride and Prejudice. Yeah. Is there anything better than a Jane Austen novel?
I don't think so. And there are quite a few versions out there, and this version is really great. And Dale McFadden will direct, and it'll be a very strong company and a delight from start to finish.
Following that, In the Red and Brown Water, something from a new author for me, Terrell Alvin McCraney, described as a dramatic poet of the theater. Are there still dramatic poets of the theater?
Yes, I think there are, and it combines many elements, and I'm not going to give it all away, but it's a diverse piece. It's an exciting piece. It's very theatrical in the way it's put together, and it'll be, again, such a wonderful complement to the other shows that we're doing in the fall.
In the Red and Brown Water, December 5th through the 13th. That wraps up the fall, and we're not going to really talk very much about the next season. We may mention a few names, but we do have to mention the Contemporary Dance Winter Concert, Encounters and Collisions, January 16th through the 18th of 2015.
Yeah, this is something that we do every year, and it's grown. It's grown in popularity, and it's in our Ruth Hall's Theater, and it's really exciting. Gosh, we have choreographers that come from a lot of different areas, obviously our contemporary dance program, but George Pinney usually does a piece. Iris Rosa usually does several pieces, and so it's a great eclectic mix of contemporary dance. Very exciting to watch.
Then in the spring, and we have to just mention these quickly, there's Good Kids, commissioned by the Big Ten Consortium, and you and I are going to be talking about that.
Yes.
Romeo and Juliet, the repertoire of new plays by IUMFAs, Into the Woods, the musical, and the annual collaboration between students from contemporary dance and the Jacobs School of Music that has the mysterious name of Hammer and Nail. We've been talking with Jonathan Michelson, department chair and artistic director of the IU Theater, opens with The Mystery of Edwin Drood on September 26th, plays on through October 3rd and 4th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.